Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in again this afternoon. Do share these devotionals with your friends if you have any. I don't have too many friends myself, but maybe you've more than I do, so share them with your friends, especially if they're interested in classic vehicles or classic cars. And here we are today, and we're looking at this Land Rover Defender. This is early 2000s, 2001 or 2003, something like that. It's been painted in this beautiful British Racing Green type colour, so it's a classic colour for a Land Rover, short wheelbase one this, and it's a special vehicle. Just recently they've introduced a new Defender, and it's a little bit more refined. It's maybe too good to go out on a farm on the new one, but a lot of people are starting to buy up the old Defenders, and they're becoming very, very sought after, and many people are buying them up. Personally, I think they're lovely. I would love one for the dog. And couldn't justify buying one though, but be nice to have nonetheless. But we've been thinking about some of these classic cars and the colours. Thought about red. You remember the red 1502, the black RS2000, the blue 911, the white RS Turbo, and then we've got this green Defender. And again, green reminds us of growth. Whenever we think of green things, generally things that grow are green. The grass is green. It's bucketing rain outside here, and the grass is growing a lot over this last week or two. And we think of vegetables, and we think of things that are green. It denotes growth. It denotes development, the trees, and so on and so forth. And the God of heaven has made everything beautiful in its season. And he made the plants and the flowers and the trees that grow and develop. And greenery is a sign of life. Growth is a sign of life. If you plant seeds in your garden and the green shoots come up, you know that there's life there, because the growth indicates life. Or if you plant a shrub or a tree and it begins to grow, it begins to develop, it begins to bud, it begins to produce leaves and fruit, it's evidence and it's a sign of life. Now, many people profess to have spiritual life, profess to know God, but the proof of that and the reality of that is seen in fruit, in growth, and in development. The Bible describes itself, the Word of God, as being like unto seed. And there's nothing wrong with the Word of God. It's perfect. The seed is pure. The seed endures forever. The seed is perfect. The problem is with where the seed is sown. And the Lord Jesus Christ told a parable about a sower that went out to sow seed. Some fell by the wayside. It didn't penetrate the ground at all. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it. So there was no fruit. There was no growth. There was no development. There was nothing. And that's like many people today. They hear the word of God. They ignore it. They forget about it. It doesn't bring forth fruit. Then some fell on stony ground or shallow ground where there was a layer of slate below it. And it didn't penetrate deeply. It took root quickly. It sprung up quickly. But whenever the sun came up, it withered. And it produced no lasting fruit. And again, some people maybe respond quickly to the gospel. They get excited about it. But by and by, they throw the towel in. They give up. And they never produce fruit. And then some fell on thorny ground. It took root a little bit deeper. It grew up a little bit taller, but by and by the thorns and the weeds round about choked the good seed so that it became unfruitful. And the Lord says that's like the cares of this life, the love of money and the lust of other things come into our lives and choke the good seed so that it becomes unfruitful. And then some fell on good soil where it took deep root, maybe took a little bit longer for it to develop and grow. That's not the most important thing. The fact is it produced fruit that lasted and remained until the harvest. Some 30, some 60, and some 100. And as this is a working farm machine here, this Land Rover Defender, we think about the harvest, we think about fruit, we think about growth and development. What way have you responded to the Word of God? Has it been planted deep within your heart? Do you deal with the thorns that choke the good seed, the sins that so easily beset us? And are you producing fruit? Are you growing as a Christian? The Bible says grow in grace, because that's the only valid indicator of reality. If we're growing and developing and producing fruit, what fruit are we talking about? The fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, goodness, and temperance. Love for the Lord, walking with God, and all that comes with it. May we bring forth fruit in these days and grow in grace. See you next time. God bless you. Thanks for listening.